Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. One of the six people injured when a Marine Corps helicopter crashed in Southern California on Wednesday has died. Five others remain hospitalized. The helicopter, belonging to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing, went down midday at Camp Pendleton. A military spokesman offered no information on the victim's identity. Just as we head into Southern California's wildfire season, the contract for the nation's largest firefighting jet has been axed. The state canceled the 3-year contract with a company that rents DC-10 super tankers because of California's budget cuts. The planes can carry 12,000 gallons of fire retardant, 10 times more than state-owned planes. The California Forestry Department spokeswoman said nobody's happy about the cancellation and that the agency has already cut its engine crews from 4 people to 3 for the season. Gay rights advocates hope that a ruling from a federal appeals court on the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is the final word on the matter. As Kelly Wilkinson reports, the ruling may cap a long effort to overturn the ban on openly gay service members.
The U.S. military is now under court order to stop enforcing the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. That's after a ruling yesterday from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
What this ruling does do is it does finally put the nail in the coffin on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
R. Clark Cooper is executive director of the Log Cabin Republicans, the gay advocacy group that filed the motion to overturn the policy. Cooper is also a decorated Iraq War veteran. Congress repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell in December, but that only takes effect after Pentagon officials certify that the military is ready for the change. Yesterday, Pentagon officials said they would comply with the court order and start informing field commanders. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
Public school students in California could soon be the first in the nation to learn about the contributions of gays and lesbians in their history classes. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis says a bill known as the FAIR Act won legislative approval this week and is now on the governor's desk.
The FAIR Act would add lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people to the state's list of underrepresented groups in history classes. By doing so, the state would be required to adopt textbooks and curriculum that include the contributions of LGBT Americans. Supporters say the bill would go a long way in fostering tolerance on public school campuses. UC Berkeley professor Tino Trujillo says a change in instruction can shift students' opinions on a given subject. She says there are many examples in public education today.
Teaching more explicitly about women's rights, about the right to vote for African Americans, about desegregation issues, any time you include a new perspective in your curriculum, you're exposing your students to another way of understanding their world.
Governor Jerry Brown hasn't said whether he supports the FAIR Act, but if he doesn't sign or veto the bill within 12 days, it automatically becomes law. If it does go through, the big sticking point is California's ongoing money problems. There's currently a 5-year moratorium on adopting and purchasing any new textbooks. That means any new teaching materials wouldn't even be considered until the year 2015. But school district officials say a textbook is simply a tool. Judy Elliott is the chief academic officer at the Los Angeles Unified School District. She says if the law went into effect, teachers would now have permission to discuss LGBT history and the lives of people like politician Harvey Milk.
Be real, there's a lot of gay lesbian youth in our schools right now and that have struggled through their adolescence. It's a lonely time for kids, and we lose kids, right, to depression and suicide because they feel like they're weird and they don't fit in. This is really about empowering kids and youth to become their own.
But critics are not expected to back down, even if the bill becomes law. Conservative groups and lawmakers say this is a blatant attempt to promote a homosexual agenda and legislate morality. Supporters point out this bill would also require schools to provide general instruction and textbooks that include the contributions of Native Americans, African Americans, Mexican Americans, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. In addition, it would prohibit any kind of discriminatory instruction and discriminatory materials from being adopted. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.
If you're alone in your car right now, stuck in a snarl of freeway gridlock, you're just the kind of person that a new pilot program in Los Angeles is trying to reach. LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark explains.
The simplest way to understand LA's new experiment is to hit the road.
So I'm on the 110 freeway headed towards downtown Los Angeles, stuck in traffic. I'm going about 5 miles an hour right now, but that car is going about 60 miles an hour because they are in the carpool lane.
But I will soon get to join them in that lane, even when I'm solo, if I'm willing to pay.
Solo drivers currently not allowed to use the carpool lanes can use these voluntary lanes for a small price.
LA Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa explained how the year-long pilot project will work at a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday. 25 miles of high-occupancy vehicle lanes will turn into so-called high-occupancy toll lanes. Drivers will pay between 25 cents and $1.40 per mile to drive in them. The more clogged the freeway, the higher the price. The idea is to ease congestion for everyone by making more use of those lanes at strategic times. But Villaraigosa says it's an idea that was paved with controversy.
We had Democrats opposed to this because they said this discriminates against the poor. And we had Republicans opposed to this because they said this is a new tax and you're asking people to pay for something they already built.
The program tries to address both concerns. Low-income drivers will get a $25 credit to use the lanes. Carpoolers will still get to drive them for free. And initial critics have joined a bipartisan chorus of support for policies like this that question how free California's freeways should really be in the face of gridlock. Oh, and when I say chorus, I mean that literally. It was led by L.A. County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas.
It's not about ideology. It's about innovation.
Funds for the new program come from a $210 million federal grant that will also add more buses to the routes. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Thursday, July 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.